Welcome to the Making Money Online Diaries. I am back on the school run. This is the whole point, isn't it? Look, I'm back on the school run. I'm fitting the podcast into my hours. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do this time. I don't care how often I slip or spit up my words or get things confused. This is an unedited, complete single run. Number one, I want to show you guys what can be achieved when I want to remind you that in my very first post, I needed a teleprompter. And it was only a minute long. I want to show you that talking out loud for as long as I have done in the various environments that I have, whether that's social media or live events or charting podcasts, thank you very much, I've developed this public speaking skill now where I'm going to show you that I can talk for 15, 20 minutes without any structure. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about yet. I've got a rough idea. But all I know is that I want to talk to you about the live event. I want to talk to you about the 10,000 pound, 10 kilo lost, 10,000 followers challenge that I'm running from the 1st of September through to the 1st of December. And I also want to talk to you about this notion that everybody seems to be fighting all the time. Everybody seems to be putting themselves into camps and it becomes tribal. And not just in society, because the tribalism in society is one of the things that makes me saddest about living in England. On top of that, it's now coming through in all walks of life, including social media, including e-commerce. We've got TikTokers at war with each other because some of them don't like the way their content is done. What's all that about? We've got agencies at war with each other. Some offer a free service, some offer a paid service. And the ones that offer a free service market themselves in such a horrible, snarky way, pouring shade on the ones that are paid. And that's not right. But one of the ones that I want to talk to you about is now this Amazon versus TikTok thing that seems, I don't know, maybe I'm seeing it because I'm in the middle of them both. And they're the two camps that I often put my feet in. But it's just a bit crazy. In Amazon, there was always people that would say, don't do that model, do this one. My model of selling is the best model of selling. And it's just not true. It's just not true. So we want to address that. Let's get into that now, shall we? Because obviously that's the thing at the forefront of my mind and it's the thing that I want that's pouring out of me whether I want it to or not. Selling on Amazon and selling on TikTok. Yeah, the nuts and bolts might be different. The ABCs might be different. Because ultimately, for TikTok Shop, what you are is you're an affiliate, you're a UGC creator. And in Amazon, what you're doing is selling stock. But you're still selling. But the driving, underpinning, see, that would have been edited. Not today, son. The underpinning characteristics of a successful Amazon seller are the same underpinning characteristics that you would be if you're a TikTok Shop affiliate. If you don't have determination, resilience, confidence, decision-making abilities, then you're toast, regardless of what model you're in. In Amazon, people seem to think that you just send stock in, and because Amazon is the platform that you don't need to sell. Wrong. Amazon is a selling platform. It's retail. It's e-commerce. I will bang the Amazon drum until the day I die. Because it was Amazon that taught me everything I needed to know about running a business from somebody that had never ever ran their own business before. Remember that. I hadn't had a clue on how to sell things, on how to run my own business, on how to make money, on how to decide things, on how to be financially literate on a business entity. I hadn't had a clue. Amazon taught me all of it, and it taught me all of it in about 6 to 8 months. You go in thinking, well, all I've got to do is find a bargain in Boots and Amazon will turn it around. But no, because before you know it, you need to be a legal entity to sell on Amazon. So you've set yourself up as a formal limited company or a sole trader, which means you need to learn about tax, which means you need to learn about financial implications of what it is you're doing. It instantly gets you in the game. And you know, if you've been listening to me for any period of time, I put a business plan in place instantly because I'm thinking, hang on a minute, if I've got to set up a formal business, then I need a business plan. I need a scale plan. One of the biggest things that used to drive me mad about Amazon sellers is they would go, right, I want to scale. And my next question would always be, well, what do you want to scale up to? Oh, I just want to make 10 grand a month. Yeah, but how are you going to get there? Because if you haven't got a scale plan, you can't do it. I had the 200 to 100,000 pound challenge. That was my plan. That was my scaling plan. And on top of that, I had rough ideas of what business model I wanted to do, should I hit a certain amount, because that was the amount of capital that I could then pour into that new business model. It didn't work out that way, because again, I learned quite quickly that you cannot plan long term on the intricacies, on the finer detail of what your business can be. But you can plan, especially if you are flexible enough not to be rigid in that plan. And you should plan on scaling. You should have goals to aim for, not just annual goals, not just New Year's resolutions, but half-year goals, quarterly goals, monthly goals, fortnightly goals. You see, that's how you break it all down. And the irony is, if you want to be a TikTok shop affiliate, you need to do all of the same things. Because people talk about they want to make this much money on TikTok shop. They want to make £5,000 a month. They want to make £10,000 a month. Great. Have you set yourself targets to get there? Have you looked at the people that have come before you, or the people that are talking about their journeys on TikTok shop, and figured out what's realistic to achieve? Have you thought about the fact that your age might determine how quickly you grasp this thing? I'm sorry, but it's true. And I say that as a 45-year-old. I know it would take me a lot longer than it would take my 20-year-old niece or nephew to make TikTok shop posts. Simple fact. And that's not because I'm stupid or they're more bright. It's because they've grown up with social media in their pocket all day, every day. And at 45, you remember a time where CFAX and landlines ruled the world. Don't ya? So you need to be realistic about what you can achieve. You need to be realistic about what that business model can help you achieve. And then set your targets, so you know what you can do given the amount of time that's available to you. How is that different to Amazon FBA? The time you've got, the learning the new process, learning the new system, get into grips with what's achievable, get into grips with how your cash flow might change, get into grips with the fact that you may need to pivot and change your direction in any particular way. And the biggie, is that people do not understand it in your closest family and friend network. My family and friends now, they don't understand what I'm doing on TikTok, but they didn't understand what I was doing in Amazon. So you've still got this online presence and a community that you need to be a part of in order to help you persevere when things go rough. Again, Amazon and TikTok, first month, great. Shining lights, twinkling lights, everything's wonderful because you're making money in a new way and you're getting proof of concept every time from somebody that's done it before you, and you're jumping feet first into the deep end into this brand new thing. But then month two and month three kick in, and it's not all sunshine and lollipops. And the thing that was exciting now becomes routine. And that buzz from your first sale quickly becomes expectation. Why haven't I got 5 sales? And it's that community that needs to drive you through that period. And that is where you show your resilience and your determination and your ability to just keep going. And at the same point, you're tackling with all of the fixed mindset problems that you would get. It's your growth. It's the imposter syndrome kicking in because you're in a lane that you didn't used to be in. You were once in your fixed lane, and that was you for 20 odd years. But now you're in the growth lane, where everything you learn is a brand new precedent. And you don't know how to respond to brand new precedents because you've never had to experience them before. See what I mean there? Just as a mind check, by the way, look, we're at 9 minutes in. I'm happy with this. I'm happy with the no edit. But it is that resilience, determination, mental ability, confidence building, imposter syndrome mindset that helps you drive forward in Amazon and TikTok shop. And the other massive thing that the people that are tribalistic in this world don't like to tell you is that most TikTok shop affiliates, they all sold on Amazon first. And most Amazon sellers, they're dabbling in TikTok shop. I don't know why, but they're pretending that they're separate entities and they're pretending that you need to be in one camp or the other. It's just not true. A lazy way of doing it is by saying, oh, Amazon, you can be an introvert and you can make money, but TikTok, no, you need to be extroverted. Not true. Not true. There are many successful TikTok shop affiliates that are introverted people, but they've got the ability to put a performance on when they press record on their phone or their camera. And they understand that what they're doing is a process, a hook, a problem, a solution, a call to action. It's a process. The creativity aspect of it, you can whittle that down and you can make it spreadsheets if you want. It can be a written script if you want. You can put formula and structure behind it, or you can just press record and rattle something off. But guess what? There were Amazon sellers that did the exact same thing. I was one of them. When it came to Amazon selling, I didn't know what I was going to sell. I didn't know what was going to happen. But things grew so quickly for me, I learned quite quickly to roll with the punches and adapt as things came to me. And it's worked out all right, because I'm still doing that now. So for those that think Amazon and TikTok are mutually exclusive, no, I disagree. I went live on Monday night, I think it was, for about an hour and a bit. And the most asked question I got from the people in my live, are you selling on Amazon? Are you still selling on Amazon? And it made me realise I've got a big old audience that are Amazon sellers. And I don't want them to abandon me because I'm no longer selling on Amazon. When I bang the drum for it, I'm an advocate for it. I've got networks in Amazon selling and the Amazon space that I know other people would kill for, and I will not abandon that. I won't. Amazon selling is who I am, even though I don't do it anymore. And I'm not saying that to try and sell you something, because I'm not. I am very close with the CEO from Selleramp, with Al Carlton. He's been to both of my live events so far, even though he lives in the States, and he's coming over and he's going to be a key speaker in Leeds. Al is the CEO of Selleramp that you probably wouldn't recognise if he walked in the room, because he is that humble of a guy. Al is a fantastic guy, but he's an Amazon person, was once an Amazon seller, was also an affiliate marketer, which is essentially what TikTok Shop is, and now a software developer. You see that? We've also got Arborsource coming on. They'll be in the live event. That's another sponsor. That's another great bit of software for Amazon sourcing. Now, if you can source for Amazon, you can source for TikTok. It's the same concept. We've also got the Amazon FBA Navigators, all of which have a TikTok presence, by the way. They're all coming on board to talk about Amazon. Me and Luke, for example, former Amazon sellers. You know how close we are with Jack at Tick Marketing. Jack was formerly Jack's Amazon Club. That was his name. He was the guy. He's now in TikTok. Amazon means an awful lot to an awful lot of people in the TikTok space. So I vow to you that I will continue to talk about Amazon, continue to talk about the benefits that being an Amazon seller can teach you. And if I don't know anything, because Amazon selling has moved on since I started selling and stopped selling there, I can put you in touch with people that still do it very, very, very successfully. And in fact, I've also got probably the most successful Amazon seller in the country in my network, in Mark Penn. Mark, who came to meet us in Manchester, he will be at Leeds, and I can actually advertise him now. Mark is a nine-figure Amazon seller. Think about what that means. That's hundreds of millions of pounds every year. If you come to a Des Hamilton event, if you come to a Des Hamilton social media channel, Facebook group, podcast, we still talk Amazon. I want to make that clear. Even though I run a TikTok agency, because the two are not bleeding mutually exclusive. TikTok is a different thing, of course it is, but it's the same mindset. And the stuff that I used to teach on my Amazon selling on mindset is the same stuff that I teach every day now in my TikTok agency. I want to make that clear. So with that in mind, I embarked on a new challenge this week. Because on Wednesday nights on TikTok, in our agency, Luke and I run a UGC advance call. We understand that TikTok Shop is a way for people to get entry into affiliate marketing with a very low barrier. You don't need to have a profile. You don't need to reach out to people and ask for deals, work for free for a period. You don't have to do that. You can start TikTok shop and start earning money. If you've got the right contacts, you can start earning money very quickly without the 500, 1,000 follower thing. But what we talk about is the fact that that's your training. What you should aspire to be is, if you want to be an affiliate, a social commerce affiliate, is to be beyond TikTok. If you're an affiliate for TikTok, why the hell aren't you an affiliate on Instagram, on Facebook, on Meta, on YouTube, on any other platform where affiliate marketing is a thing? Because if you're an affiliate on TikTok shop, you know exactly how to structure a post. You know exactly how to build a portfolio. You know how to respond to a brief. But what we're finding instantly is, when we say to people, well, why don't you be an affiliate elsewhere? The imposter syndrome kicks back in again. And they're not worthy. No one's going to be interested in my life. What? We've just spent 9 months, a year, building up your confidence on TikTok shop. Did you think that was exclusively for TikTok shop? Because no, you're freaking awesome on TikTok, which means you can be freaking awesome anywhere that you choose. Not on social media, but in your bleeding life. And I had to give a bit of tough love to the group on Wednesday night last week and say that to them. Because I asked them all to go away and come back and figure out what their target audience was and what their niche was going to be in content that wasn't TikTok shop content. And a lot of them came back on second weeks and said they couldn't think of anything interesting about their lives. What the hell? These are people that are unbelievable in front of a camera. And again, it's just that imposter syndrome. Because all of a sudden, the money you can make on TikTok shop, well, you know what? If you do it right, you can double it on other platforms. And these people want to dream beyond the barrier that's been put on them their whole life. But is that a dream too far, maybe? Is there an actual ceiling that they themselves have put on their own lives, subconsciously? And they're overcoming it one step at a time, but they need to be led into the next stage. So what we've been talking about is, right, go away and think about how you can build your social media profiles. There are people out there that are earning millions of followers now, not millions of pounds, they've got millions of followers, based on the fact that they don't want to cut their hair until their football team win 5 games in a row. Right? There's another guy who won't shave now until his football team wins games. There's a guy who's turning his rubbish garden into a fancy garden that ChatGPT designed for him. Hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok and Instagram. So we're asking our community, go away and figure out what your niche is, who it is you're talking to, who's your audience, who it is that you can be effortlessly and show up just by pressing a camera, and what sort of things you want to talk about. You'd be amazed how many people don't know. So I thought I'd show them. Best way to teach, right? Learn by doing. I'm always the guy that's a few steps ahead of you. So I put my head down and I thought, right, what can I do that could be of interest? And let's be honest, my socials are probably stagnated over the last 6 months. I've thrown everything into this TikTok agency, everything. And this is the worry that I've got, is that, for number one, Amazon might disappear and people might forget me as the Amazon guy, and I don't want that to be a thing. But at the same point, my socials have stagnated because I've not been posting as much as I usually do, and I'm getting into bad habits there. So right, how do I reignite my social media? I need another 10,000 followers. And how do I do that? Well, the last thing I did was a monetary challenge, and that seemed to work. I went, right, so I'm going to make 10, if I'm going to get 10,000 new followers, let's make it £10,000. And £10,000, it has to be outside of the agency, because otherwise people go, well, that's easy, you're earning this, you know what I mean? So it needs to be new money. I don't know how that's going to go yet, by the way. And then I thought, right, 10, you can't stop at 2, can you? It comes in 3, so right, 10, and 10, lose 10 kilo. I've already lost about a stone since the live event in Manchester in May. I've got about another one to lose. So let's call that 10 kilo. 10 kilo, £10,000, 10,000 followers. And the beautiful thing is that if I do it right, all three will come at the same time, because all three benefit each other. Now, the question that I'm racking my brain with is, right, how can I make £10,000 when all of my hours are spent on the agency? And the answer is, I don't know. But this is the beauty of what I do. I'm going to manifest it. I know I can do it. It's not a question of, oh, how am I going to do it? It's a question of how is it going to be delivered to me? See the difference there? The onus of responsibility isn't on me. It's on the universe. And I know now, intrinsically, habitually, I know that I work my ass off and do the things that generate money. The first thing that I can think of is the live event. Now, I'm going to be fully transparent here. The live event should be making me money. But this is the third one I've done and I've not made much, truthfully. Venues are expensive. Hotels are expensive. Extra bits and bobs are expensive. There's so many speakers are expensive. You know, there's a lot of responsibility. I lose a lot of sleep. This isn't fun, the live event game. When I'm there and I'm in it, it's the best thing ever. And from a networking point of view, it's the best thing ever. All of the relationships that I've got in my business were generated from either the podcast, which then got exacerbated and put on steroids from live events. So the live event thing is a non-negotiable. That is going ahead. I am doing them going forward because I know that I've got a knack and an ability to put on an event that other people can't. I just do. And I'm not wasting that opportunity. Now, can that make me £10,000? Maybe. Maybe. But I'm not going to sacrifice the experience of the customer, the person that's actually bought their ticket to come. I'm not going to sacrifice their experience just so I can make money, because that's never been how I work and I refuse to. The obvious thing is sponsorship. Now, I do have sponsors on board at the moment, but full transparency, that isn't a monetary thing. Again, it's give and take in business. Not everything comes with massive money. So we've got some sponsors on board. I am reaching out to more. Now, I have moved the event from London to Leeds, and I offered refunds to anybody that can't make it. That refund window has shut now, by the way. I mean, we've had about 6 weeks worth. I think that's enough. But that set me back probably about £550. So I'm already in the red. On top of that, the venue. One of the reasons I moved it from London to Leeds is because London wanted £45,000 for a venue. Leeds is cheaper, but it's still expensive. And the ticket costs kind of cover the venue. Then we have to talk about everything else that's on top. So that will help me, yeah. I will make money from that. It will go towards £10,000, and I will be completely transparent about how much money that's bringing on. But I've got to get my head down and think about how else I can do it. But there's one thing for sure, I am going to bleed in do it. Yes, I am. Because Leeds is already shaping up to be an insane event. Purely from my belief that I knew it was going to be. And I only really got working on it in the last 2 weeks. Because I initially put the tickets out for sale June. We had about 100 people sign up, which is insane, without knowing anything about the event. But at that point, they trusted me to put a good one on. And now we are cooking. So the plan is to start about 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll introduce people. We'll start the show at 10:30. I'll do a warm-up, an introduction thing. Then we've got Robin Waite, who is a business coach. And again, when we talk about the similarities between Amazon and TikTok, funnily enough, they're usually the same similarities across the board in business. Robin knows this inside out. He also knows how to build confidence as a business owner inside out. And he knows how to price yourself, because most of the time we price ourselves too low. Yes, that is a hell of a speech that's coming. So we've got Robin Waite. Then we've got Ben Camera. Me and Ben are going to sit down and we're going to talk about his story. Ben is a guy that had a startup. He built a bit of software where he could offer an Apple or a Google app to any content creator that wanted to monetize their community. He got funding of millions of dollars, and his app, Click, is now up and running and doing fantastically well. We've then got Lydia, the confidence and manifestation coach, who's going to give you practical steps on how to build your confidence, how to manifest properly, how to work on your self-concept so you don't think yourself as less than. That's the whole point of the day. You're going to be walking out of that bleeding venue knowing that you're freaking awesome and you can change the world if you want to. We've also got TikTok Shop themselves. Charlotte is coming on. Charlotte is our point of contact as an agency, our account manager. And she's the account manager for nearly every agency from the UK that's a cap agency on TikTok Shop. She's coming up to talk about how TikTok actually want shoppable content to be. The best practices, the things that you can do as a creator not to fall foul of violations or account bans. Then we're going to break out, right? We've got two rooms. We've got Amazon and TikTok, and you can choose which one you want to do depending on what sort of model you're interested in. For the Amazon side, we've got the navigators showing you how to source, looking at products in real time, using Selleramp SaaS, using Arbisource as models on how to source. And these are the same models that I used to make my money on Amazon. We've got Complete Prep UK, which is a prep center. Rob and Kim, who are there to talk about what a prep center can offer you. And the fact that it's not as expensive as you think it is. And if you do it right, you can outsource your prep. And my God, did that make life easier for us when we were getting going. My God. And in that room, you've also got Mark Penn, who is at the top of the tree. Mark is going to be there with a few of the people that he's been helping, who are also there. I know they're in attendance. I don't want to name drop them because I haven't asked their permission yet. But you have got the opportunity to network with the very best. That's the Amazon side. Then the TikTok side. I've already confirmed that we've got one other agency coming. We might have more, because this isn't an affiliation event, and this isn't a partisan tribal thing. Everybody is welcome in the content creation space, because there's room for bleeding all of us. We have got a very, very big personality coming who you all know that I can't quite announce yet, because they have confirmed, but we haven't put the detail in place yet. I'm working on another one, because what I want to do is put a panel together. An actual panel of TikTok agencies and Charlotte from TikTok, where we can all talk about how to grow creators from the things that we've all learned together. And we also want to talk about the fact that collaboration is better than competition every day of the week. We're going to have live creators showing you how to make posts, how to format a post, how to structure a post. We're going to have creators like Ron, who's going to go live again for us, in front of us, showing us how to go live, bringing you up on stage so you can go live with Ron. That was such a popular event in Manchester. Then we've also got Affiliation, where Luke and me are there talking about agencies. We're also going to have brands, lots of brands in the room, helping you with your content, bringing stuff on board. None of these are confirmed yet, but they're going to be there providing samples, providing opportunities for you to film content there and then for that brand, building you out as a UGC creator, building you out with a portfolio, so you are now a content creator that can work cross-platform, that can work with brands, giving you the opportunity to speak to brands and start actually positioning yourself as somebody that might be worthy of retainers. Then we come back into the room for more TikTok affiliate stuff. Then Al Carlton's going to step up and talk about how he was an 18 to 20 year overnight success. And then I'm going to finish off with a keynote speech showing you how I went from £200 to £100,000 with absolutely nothing to start with. No experience, no network, no friends in high places, no investors. I did it from nothing, and I'm going to be standing in front of 250 people showing them exactly how I got from nothing to that place there. What an event. And for £40, you get to be in the room with brands, with creators, with Amazon sellers, with Amazon agencies, with the best Amazon sellers on the platform, with software developers, with TikTok affiliates, TikTok live creators, TikTok shop themselves, multiple TikTok agencies, confidence coaches, business coaches. You see what I mean? £40 for you to be in that room, network with these people, learn from them and be in a place where you can actually, you know, see someone that you've been on an online community with, give them a cuddle and let them know how much you've helped them on their journey. Oh my God, I'm quite so passionate talking about it, because it's going to be the best event ever. So get yourself a bleeding ticket. We have only got room for 250 people. And you heard me when I say, when we launched 100 tickets sold on the promise of what we were doing. Now we've actually got it in place. These things are going to fly out. And if you're an affiliate of any kind, sell tickets. Sell them. I'll give you 20% on every single ticket you sell. All the details will be down there. But look, I thought to myself, if I could do a 15-minute episode here, that'll be good. I've just done 30 minutes and I'm not editing a single thing. This is the thing you can do once you hone a skill. Practice, practice, practice and grow. That'll do it. That's the Make Money Online Diaries. I'm nearly at the school and the heavens have opened. And I'll see you next week. Take care. Ta-da.